Chavav, we're on the mission on the bottom of Chav Hei Amud Beis. The mission says, Matzah Begal, if you find an Aveda in a pile, would be like a pile of old stones of some sort, or Bekoysel Yashin, it could be you find it in a wall, but it's a very, very, very old wall, and therefore the question is this something that was recently put there? Is this something that was put there a long time ago, and therefore who knows who the owner is? It's impossible to find it out. So the mission says, Harei Elu Shaloi. In these cases, you're allowed to keep the object. If it was something that was very in, something that was very old, you can keep it. Why? The Gemara will explain. Matzah b'kaisel chadash, if you find it in a relatively new wall, so then the Mishnah says, Mechetzi v'lechut shaloi. If it's on the side facing the Mishnah Sarabim, then you can go ahead and keep it. Mechetzi v'lechutnim shabalabayis. If it's on the side facing the Rishus HaYochid of the Baal Bais, that's on the other side of the wall, then we assume it belongs to the Baal Bais. You're not allowed to take it. Now, obviously, as Rashi already asked the question, the Gemara will address it slightly, which is we already discussed a halacha called Safek Hinuach. We had in the Gemara yesterday, which if you find something that looks like it was probably put somewhere and not dropped, then you're supposed to leave it. All things being equal, leave it, don't touch it. Now, something in a wall was not dropped. Nobody dropped anything into the wall. Clearly, it was put there, l'chaira, by somebody. Therefore, really, the halacha should be, you leave it, and maybe the owner will come back. So the Gemara will explain a point, then we'll go back and see the Rashi on it. Continues the Mishnah. If you had a room or a house or a hotel or something like that that was rented out to a bunch of people, filu, and the gear city of the Bach changes it too, filu matzah b'toich habayis harelu shalois. Even if you found it in a house, you can keep this object. You don't have to assume who it belongs to in terms of who last rented the house. The Gemara will explain the details. Okay, says the Gemara right away on the first point. The point is, the Gemara says, if you find it in a very old wall, so who says it belongs to the owner or someone from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, could be from 1,000 years ago, could be something that's very, very, very old. And if it's something that's very, very old, we'll assume, obviously, hold on, don't ask questions, yeah. We'll assume that the owner was already Miyayish, of course. The owner is dead, long time ago. And therefore, it's all the way back from the Amorim. And therefore, it's going to be a Yiyush. Now, Tosfos asked the question right away on top, we'll see. Tosfos says, why don't we just say that the owner of the wall is kind of the object in the wall because of Kinyan Chatzar, as we discussed. Tosfos is very important, Yisoid. Tosfos says, your Chatzar is not kind of you on something that you're never going to find. If it's obviously been here in this wall for years and years and years and years, nobody else found it, and suddenly some guy came and stuck his hand all the way in and found whatever this was, if you are never going to find it, your Chatzar is not kind of. It's a debatable point that Tosfos makes. Other Rishonim say other tourism to this question, but we're assuming that the Chatzar, the wall itself, was not did not make a kinyan on this chef. So now, what's the point here? It says, Matzani. So maybe 1,000 years ago, someone put a coin in the wall, but it could be yesterday someone put a coin in the wall. Like, how do you know that you're assuming that you can blame that this coin came from 1,000 years ago and therefore it's hefker, yish, etc.? Maybe it was just put there yesterday. Says, well, you're right. This is a yesod we touched on earlier, which is we're talking about something which looks like it's really, really old. Rashi says, Helu chaluda rabba. It has a lot of rust on it. And therefore, it's obvious it's been here for many, many, many years, hundreds of years, maybe, 1,000 years. And therefore, that's why you can assume Arelu Shalai. If it looks like a relatively new coin, then Mestama was put here relatively recently. If it was put here relatively recently, then you got to track the owner down the best you can, or maybe don't even take it because it's a Safek Inuach you leave. So Rashi explains in the Mishnah that this teretz of Shasech Tvei is going on both parts in the Mishnah. Both the part of the Mishnah, Matzah Begal V'Kosu Yoshem, or anything that, Mechetzi V'Lechutz, also with Shasech Tvei. Look back in Rashi, Mechetzi V'Lechutz in the Mishnah, Ve'echa Mechari HaKosu HaSmuch HaShas Rabim, HaKosu Damrino, Shavi Afog, at the end of the Rashi, Damrino Le'el, Safek Inuach Lo Yito, Ve'vade Inuachu, Homak Mina Lasnis, Megemar, the Shasech Tvei, even the safe of the Mishnah, which is in a new wall, that is chetzi lefnim, chetzi b'chutz. We said depends which side you find it on. Here also we're talking about Rashi says the shasech tvei where it's super rusty. And if it's super rusty, then we can assume the owner is miyayish. You don't have to worry about safek yinuach. But enechanami, if it's not very rusty, and therefore we have to assume again inside of all someone put it there, then you must leave it there. The best thing is to leave it and not try to take it out because the owner is mistam going to come back and find whatever it is that he put there for whatever amount of time he put it there. Now we move on to the next halach in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Bekaisu chadash mechetzav lechut shaloi mechetzav ftim shabalabai." So if you find it in such a wall, and as we said, it's shasich tvei. So if it's on the inside part of the wall, facing the Mishnah Yachid, we assume it belongs to that person. The owner put it there. But it's on the outside wall. Now remember, the owner put it there. Even if he's miyayish, there's no such thing as yiyush if it's in your rishus. So it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's shasich tvei, it's been there forever. But lamais, it's his. If it's his, there's no such thing as yish. But if it's on the outside portion of the wall facing Rishus Rabim, then we can assume it was put there by someone on the street. It's been a long time already, and he's miyayish. Says the Gemara, Amar Avashi, sakina baser kata. He says it really depends on the type of object you're talking about. If you're talking about a knife, so it depends which way the handle is facing. It doesn't make a difference which way the knife is per se. Obviously, when someone puts a knife into the wall for safekeeping, he puts in the pointy part for us, the blade first, and then the handle he's holding on to. So if the handle is facing the Rishus HaYachid, then we assume the Baal HaChatzar put it there. If the handle is facing Rishus HaRabim, then we assume from the Rishus HaRabim put it there. Makes no difference what actual part of the wall it's in. If it's on the wall, part of the wall that's more facing towards the Baal HaBayis or not, it all depends on which direction the handle is in. V'kisa basher shnitzin, if you have, let's say, a wallet, so it goes on the side where the handle of it is, or the ropes, or the straps are, that's the part you would normally hang on to. That's the part that should be, whatever side that's facing, that's what we assume it belongs to. Says, so what's pshat in the Mishnah? And the Masnis in the Ktani, Mechatzav v'lechot shalai, Mechatzav v'tim shabal bayis. So v'lechsi kata l'gai, ikata l'bar. Why don't you look at, the Gemara is assuming that what you found inside the wall was a kli. If you found what's inside the wall is a kli, then l'chare, you can tell which way the handle of the kli is facing. If it's a knife, which side the handle is. If it's other type of kli, wherever, whatever it is. Ishen se l'gavi, ishen se l'bar. If you found money, l'chare, you didn't find the money just stum. You found money in a money bag or a wallet. So look which way it's facing. And if you can tell by which way it's facing. Okay, maybe a wallet might be a bad example. But something else, which is clearly one way you hold it, whichever way that you normally would hold it, that's the way it's facing. It belongs to that person. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? So Masnisa and Riyar, and Echanam is Be'udra V'naska. The Mishnah is talking about where you found something which doesn't have a handle. Udra Rash is Muchin, some kind of piece of fabric, which can be put in either way. Or Naska is Plata Shokhazav Rash, is just a piece of metal, maybe a piece of expensive metal, doesn't matter, but it's just a piece, a chunk. And if it's just a chunk, then there's no handle, so you can't tell. But Echanam, if you could tell, based on the type of kli it is, which direction it was put in from, then of course it would go to that side, whether to the Baal Bayis or to Rishus Sarabim. So what do you do with these big chunks? And Mishnah said, chetz lefnim lefnim, chetz lechutz lechutz. Tana, am I a kaisa mamula mehem? What if you have, like the case we just talked about, it's a big piece of cloth, or a big piece of metal. So what if it wasn't only on the lechutz, or only on the fnim? What if it was filled all the way through, from the outside all the way to the inside, straight through? So then, chalkin. And a chrami, you take the chefetz and you split it, whether you split it physically or you split the value of it, but you split it, and some of it would go to the Baal HaBayis, and the part on the outside would go to the part of Maitza Veda, who found his side on facing Rosh Hashanah. That's pretty clear from the halacha of the Mishnah. Even though it's a big chiddush, obviously, because we're assuming that you're taking a chiddush and cutting it. You're taking a chefetz and cutting it in half. The Gemara says that would be a pshat. Le'tzvicha de mishapa bechad gisa. What if the hole in the wall was actually on an angle? So it was at an angle either towards the Rishus HaRabim or an angle towards the Rishus HaYochid. So Ma'adur Shtemesh Tepuchei Shtipach. Maybe really it was on one side and it slid down via gravity to the other side, to the side that's lower. And really it belongs on the other side. So if the hole was facing down towards Rishus HaRabim, maybe really it was on the Baal HaBayis side. It just eventually rolled down. And that's why it ended up there. Kamashma, in all these cases, if it's full, if you find it on one side or the other, then that's where it belongs. If it's full, then we automatically assume you're chalken, and you split it between the Maitzi Aveda and the Baal HaKreisel or the Baal HaAchotz. Then the Mishnah said, interesting halacha, not connected. If you're going into, let's say, a hotel room, and you go into the hotel room, you find money there, you can assume who knows where it's from, who knows where it came from, and therefore you could keep the chefetz like an aved, says the Gemara. V'amai, lezel basa basra. Why don't we just say, look it up in the logs, see who stayed there last, and whoever stayed there last, mustam, it's his. As the Gemara explains, Milay Tanan, we have a Mishnah we learned in Shkolim. Mishnah says, Moshe Nimtzalav Yisaychir Behema. If you go walking around Yerushalayim, and you walk out, right, today, Shushan Purim, so you're walking around Yerushalayim, and you find money. So if you find money in Yerushalayim in front of the people who are buying animals, li'olam meiser, because most of the money spent in Yerushalayim to buy animals, even Karban HaShlamim, was meiser sheni money. So if you find money there, it was stam, was dropped by people going to buy animals, and therefore you have to be worried, it's meiser sheni money, and treat it accordingly. Bahar HaBayis, if you find money on the Har HaBayis itself, then it's chulin, right? Then it's chulin, as Rashi explained, the Gemara said over there, because the Har HaBayis is cleaned every day, it's very windy, you don't even have to clean it every day, it's on a high point on the mountain, therefore everything blows away there every day. There's no money there that you have to worry about that it was kosher money or something like that. Any money we can find there, we assume it came from Miyodea. Will be Yerushalayim, if you find any Yerushalayim, B'shayim or Zashana Chulin, and the rest of the year, if it's not Shalosh Regalim, you can assume it's Taka Chulin money. B'shasa Regal, I'll call Meisen. Shasa Regal was a lot of people coming and going. You have to assume it's all Meisr. And what's Pshat in this Bar Mishnah? If you remember Shmaya Bar Zeira, my time, Hal Vashuke Yerushalayim Asurin L'Schabed B'chol Yoim. They had street cleaners. Every day the street cleaners would come and clean up all the money that was there, and therefore you don't necessarily assume that rave of the money in Yerushalayim was Hektish money or Kutcher money or Karbonis money, because it was cleaned every day, and therefore it was cleaned every day. We just assume it fell from who the last person is. Har Bayis, we said, yeah, it's different. Har Bayis, you don't even have to, Rashi says, you don't even have to clean it up, because Har Bayis, it all just blows off because of the heavy winds over there. But what do we see from here? We see that something which is a Suri L'Schabed B'Cholyam that gets cleaned out every day, we don't necessarily look at the Rav, or how much money was here in the last week, and Rav, the money was Kachim, this money's Kachim. No, we ignore that. We go Basar, the last one. The last one, in this case, would be Suffolk. You don't have to worry about it. See here, what do we see? Al-Marmina, Kamoy, Kamoy, Azli, the old stuff is out of the Cheshbon, already went away. Vaniach Meninu, this money is different than for you, in that case, from the Mishnah Shkolim. You can assume that it's chulin. So chenami. So when you go into a hotel room, kamay kamay azli v'hani debasru. So lechayra, why do you say that? Who knows who it's from? Maybe this money was here under the bed I found in the hotel. It could be from 1,000 years ago. No. Why don't we just look up in the log who rented the room last week? The last person rented the room. And mastam, the money is his. Because as Rashi says, when a person, generally speaking, when people leave, first of all, people come into the room, they check what's what, and when they leave, they do their best to take everything with them. So it should be the equivalent of sweeping the floors of Yerushalayim, and therefore, if it belongs to anybody, obviously this was left, we should assume it belongs to the last person who was here. Why do we say, Arei L'Shalai, that you get to keep it? Samar Shlokish, Mishum Bar Kafra, Kagan Asu Pundak Shleisha Yisrael, Erechanami. If there was one person who stayed here last time, and you could look up in the logs and find out who it is, then in Chanami you should go back to him and maybe find out who it is and give it back to him if he has a simon or whatever it is. You can't necessarily assume it was Yish and keep it. We're talking when this was more like a hostel. And there might have been three or four Jewish people, even Goyim for sure, three or four Jewish people who stayed here together. And if you have three or four Jewish people staying together and they're not here, we don't even know where they are, then already Reb Shimon ben Elazar's halacha kicks in. This becomes like a very busy thoroughfare. And we said, according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, very busy thoroughfare, when someone loses something like that in a hotel room, you're mafker it right away. There's no way you think you're ever going to get it, because there's always people coming in and out of these rooms, and therefore you're totally mafker, and that's the case. But Chanami, if you can find out that the last person who rented the room was a single person, and he dropped the chafetz, then maybe you don't have to return it to him. But here, it's a very busy place. Not. Okay. But Shmami, no, Allah Hashem Laza, feel by Yisrael. We had this whole debate. Hashem Laza, who said in a public place you can keep it, we debated, is that only by Rav Goyim, or is that even by Rav Yisrael? If you're applying Hashem Laza's halacha over here, and you said it's a pundik of Shleisha Yisraelim, so do you see we're a pasnik of Hashem Laza, even when we know for sure it's from a Jewish person, which was debatable? So take out the word El or not. It depends how you want to read it. Amar of Menashe bar Yaakov, Kanshaso, Pundik L'Shloisha V'Yichav. Okay, no, Lav Dafka. If you all like Shimon Elazar, that even if the last people who stayed there was three Jews, since it's three of them and you don't know who it's from, you can keep it. But if you don't want to say like that, if you don't want to say Shimon Elazar is said by Jews, or if you don't hold like Shimon Elazar, then another way to learn this mission would be, when you take a look up who stayed here last time, and it was a guy. And if the last person who stayed in the room was a guy, so there's the halacha of a Shabbos Aveda to a guy. You can go ahead and keep the chefetz, no problem. You don't need three. Rashi says, Enechanami, by the goy, it doesn't have to be three. It's just agav that we said three Jews. We say three goyim. It doesn't have to be three goyim, even one Jew. Even one goy is not same halacha like Rashi. Rav Nachman says, no. We don't have to go away from Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Nachman, Rav Avu, says, Afil temel shleishi Yisrael. We're talking about with this three Jews here. And we're holding in Shitas Chachamim, or we're holding like Rav Shimon Elazar, that he never said this by Shleish Yisrael. But he says an amazing svara. That which Rav Shimon Elazar said, that if you find something in the public area, the Chacham said, and it's mostly Jews, you still have to return it. If you hold like that version of Shimon Elazar, or if you hold like a Chacham that you always have to, finding something in a public area is actually better or worse, depending on how you look at it, than when you find it in a somewhere where you know who probably lost it. In a small area like this, with three or four people, it's actually worse. Why? My time up. Who did not from Miyayish? When you lose something in a hotel, when there's three or four people there, you're going to be Miyayish more than when you drop it in a public area that's Rav Yisrael. Why? Meimar Amri Michti. In Shachrino Lehavibadi. Right? This guy stayed in a hotel room with three of his best friends. And in the morning, he realized his wallet is missing. So he starts asking him, anybody find my wallet? Now he knows, for a fact, one of the other people in this room found this wallet, right? Because he dropped it in the room, and nobody else has come in and out since then. So it's definitely one of theirs. Badi Adadi. Elahani. Amri Kamayu Kamarazimni. I've told them many times, the Hajruli, give it back. We believe Hajruli. The Hashtala Hajr, they're not going to return it to me anymore. Idaitala Adure, Adure and Ele. If they wanted to return it, they would have returned it anyways. Obviously, they're stealing it from me. And therefore, if I lose it in the street, okay, maybe an Erlich Hayid found it. I don't know who's going to find it. So, Lav Dafka, am I going to be Miyayish? Depending on which sheet you're holding on, Lav Dafka, am I going to be Miyayish? And therefore, I'll assume that maybe someone, Erlich, found it and he's going to return it to me. But if I know exactly who's the people who probably lost, found it, and none of them have returned it to me in the last few hours when they've seen me going crazy looking for it, then I assume probably they stole it from me, and therefore I'm miyayish, and therefore when the next guy comes into the room and Taka finds it stuck under the bed, he could say, oh, I can keep it, because probably the Reuven who was here with Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, he was miyayish on it. So it's like a backwards svara. When it's focused who you think found it, and they didn't give it back to you, that's more of a reason to be miyayish, not less of a reason to be miyayish. V'yaz Rav Nachman l'tamei, this Rav Nachman l'shitas, he said a similar halacha. Remember Rav Nachman, Ros Sela Shenafa Mishnayim. If you see two people walking, and the guy drops a coin, so, and then you come back, and you see the two people, and you, oh, look, there was a coin there, Chayv Lachsir. You don't assume that the owner was miyayish, even though Mashmah Fikisim Kolsha, you don't assume he's miyayish, my time, who do nothing in Eila miyayish. Because the person who dropped it, he's not going to be Miyayish. He says, look, it's just Reuven and Shimon are walking. Reuven says, I dropped my wallet. So it's either me or Shimon has it. I don't have it. 100% Shimon has it. He's lying, he's cheating, whatever it is. But 100% Shimon has it. I'll get it from him eventually. I'll bring him to din. I'll make him make a shvua, whatever it is. Fine. But b'shloisha, if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are walking, then enuchav l'achzer, and you see one of them drop it, now already you don't have to return it to Reuven. Why? Mora says that same svar of Nachman just said. My time, ahud enafu minei, vada miyayish. If Reuven dropped it, he's going to be miyayish. Meimar Amar, he says to himself, michti, trei habibadai, I was with Shimon and Levi. Inaktina lahai amalei shaklite. Inaktina lahai amalei shaklite. I can't accuse anybody. If I accuse Shimon, he'll say, I don't have it. Levi has it. If I accuse Levi, he'll say, I don't have it. Shimon has it. And therefore, actually, when you're walking with three, if you're just walking two people, Reuven drops it. He knows Shimon has it. And therefore, if Taka Shimon doesn't have it, and you find it, then you have to give it back because he wasn't miyayish. He knows Shimon must have, he thinks at least, that Shimon must have taken it, and therefore he'll take him to Bezda, make him make a shul, whatever it is. But if it's three people, I have no one to accuse. If I have no one to accuse, because they're each going to be mitchamek one to the other, then already miyayish. And therefore, you see Rav Nachman says the same svara, as he said over here, that when you find it in a hotel room, if there was a bunch of people in the hotel room, then you don't know who you're going to accuse, and therefore we can assume the owner was miyayish. And when you find it, you can keep it. And that's Pshat our Mishnah by Maskir Alecher. Amarava, on that point, that which we said, if you're walking, you see a bunch of people, one of them drops it, you don't have to return it, because you assume each one's going to accuse the other one. That's only if the object was worth less than three prutas. Let's assume there's three people, was worth less than three prutas. And therefore, each one, even if they were shutfim, in this coin, they each wouldn't have a shavapruta. But I will ispe shavapruta chol chavakad. If the thing was worth at least three prutas, then chayv lachser anyways. Why? My tama ema shutfininu v'loy miyai ishu. This whole svara of Rav Nachman, that when Reuven drops it, he can't accuse Shimon, and when he can't accuse Levi, and therefore he's going to be miyayish, only makes sense if they're not partners. If they're all partners in the money in this wallet, and it's more than three, so each one has at least a shavapruta, then it could be Reuven dropped it. He doesn't care that Shimon says he doesn't have it, or Levi says he doesn't have it, because Rashi says they're just playing around with him. since they're all shutfim, that's a game they play with each other, that they don't tell each other that they found each other the money, and therefore, but if it's worth less than a shevah pruta to each one, then a manavshach. Either one of them owns it, and he's miyayish gezerah, who to accuse, or if they all three own it, then each one is less than a shevah pruta, there's no din of shevah saveda anyways. That's the Rabbah's halach. Another version of this is Amar Rava. Afagav de lesbe el shava shtei prutas chayv lahachzir. Even if you see three people and the object that they dropped is worth two prutas, you still have to give it back. My time. Emes shutfin. Could be that the shutfin. Oh, you just said then each one's not going to get a pruta. Doesn't matter. The chad minay achuli achle lematoni gavichavra. The other one is meichel to the other one. Now, you should have asked, so then even if it's worth a single pruta, you should say the same thing, that two were meichel. Okay, so Mashiach say it's not mestaber that two of them were meichel to one, but that one was meichel to the other two. Maybe that's more mestaber, and therefore in that case also, you'd have to return it, even though they can't accuse each other, but it's possible they're shutfim. If they're shutfim, then they're not really stealing, and then you have to go ahead and return it. V'yama Rava, and this might be Rava, it might be Rabba. Rosel here, now let's make a sikum of all the halachas of Hashava Saveda. V'yama Rava, Ra Sela Shenaflo. So you see a coin on the floor. Natla Lifnei Yush. If you pick it up before Yush. Now, money, we said, doesn't have a simon of any sort, generally speaking. And other mamashmish pekise bekol shah. But if you chop it in those few seconds before the owner realizes it's gone, so you've taken it before Yush. We've always said, Allah is, once it's quote-unquote be'isura asaliyadeh, then you have to give it back. Even if you can't give it back, you have to hold on to it, as we'll see in the Gemara in the next few days. So, not lefnei yiush, al manas l'gayza, and when you pick it up, you're not even having a mind to give it back. You're having a mind to keep it and steal it. Then, over bekulon, you're now over three averes. What averes? Mishum le'sigzol, you took somebody else's money, that's le'sigzol. Umishum hoshev teshivim, the pasuk says the mitzvah saseh, to return an aveda, you're violating that mitzvah saseh. Umishum le'soy sucha le'salem, even though you picked it up, but you picked it up not to return it, that's an aver of le'sucha le'salem. Le'sucha le'salem says you're not allowed to hide yourself from seeing it for returning purposes. When you picked it up and took it for keeping purposes, that's an aver that you're over the lav of le'sucha le'salem. Now the Gemara says an interesting line, which is not clear if this is from the Gemara. We've talked many times, other things seem to be added into the Gemara over here by different Ga'inim or different Perushim. V'avagav d'chazra, even if you now give it back to the owner, Lachar Yiyush, so our girsa is matonohu diyovle v'sura diyovarova, which is a wild thing. In terms of the Hoshif Teshivim, and in terms of the Yisuch HaLesalim, the Yisuch is done. What the Gemara is very difficult to deal with is, why giving it back are you not wiping out the Leisigzol? Leisigzol, we know, it's a lav shenintik laseh. You give the money back, you give the money back. What does it make a difference? Lefnei yush, achar yush. So it's a little hard to read over here if this is actually going on. Off. Look in Taisus. Taisus says, Matana biyamu diyovlei. From time of a lav de Leisigzol, mikri nintik laseh. Imke chimedil nixela, mikri matana, gam hashif teshivin, lamatikin. Taisus even asks more. Since in terms of gzela, you're supposed to give it back, so it should also be considered giving it back. Remember, you took this chayfetz here for two reasons. For like sigzol, and for not, you have an aveda issue over here, and a Leisigzol issue. It says, Taisus, Leisigzol, you have to return the chayfetz, no such thing. And therefore, you should be able to return it and take care of all the issues. Taisus says, V'yashlamer deloy koi, ela alav le'suchal sha'ovra al shalahichsa koidim yush. Enechami says, Taisus. When the Gemara says it's like a matana, which is very difficult lashon to read, it only meant that you could never fix the lav of le'suchal esali. But Enechami, the lav of le'sigzol, and the lav of le'shashif teshivim, maybe you could fix, which is very hard to read in our Gemara. Other Rishonim read it differently. Rashi's not 100% clear which way he goes. But definitely, le'suchal esali, when you took it, and now before yush, and now the owner's miyayish on it, You've lost the ability to fix that. Whether you can fix the other two or not, debatable in the Rishon. But that's if you took it, lifnei yush vitam gezel. Says the Gemara, la'chayish matonu diyavle v'sur diyavidavet. Not lo lifnei yush amanas la'chzira. Let's say you pick it up to give it back. Well, achar yush neschavin l'gezel. Then you find out that the owner now is miyayish. You say, gebaldik, now I'm not going to give it back. You make the lumdus in your head. He's mafkir. If he's mafkir, I'm keeping it. And you decide to keep it. So, over mishum hashif teshivim. You're only over the isur of hashif teshivim. Rashi explains, loy sigzol is only when you steal something with a maisig zela. Over here, when you picked it up and took it, there was no maisig zela. You were actually picking it up for the purpose of doing hashavas aveda. Later on, you decided to keep it. That's not loy sigzol. And it's also not L'sucha L'salim. L'sucha L'salim is an iser from avoiding picking it up for returning purposes. You picked it up for returning purposes. The only aver you're over here now is Hashif Teshivim. You have a mitzvah saseh to return it. You're violating that mitzvah by not returning it. But the other two, you're not going to be over. What about him to launch in the Yeshua Bailim? What if you see it dropped and you say, okay, I know the halacha we learned from Yitzhak, Adam Amashrish Bekisa Bekol Shah, so I'm going to wait 5 minutes till I know for sure he knows it's missing. He'll be me Yayish, and now I'll pick it up and now I can keep it. I'm loved it. I learned Teilu Metzias over here, and I'll just wait for Yish and then I can keep it. Says the Gemara, Einoi, Ve'elam Mishum Lesuchal Asad Mevach. Hashif Tashim you don't have because you never got it. You only picked it up after Yish. Gzela you don't have, because there's no Gzela. But you were over the Isser Aseh, the Lavu Lesucha Lesalim. The moment you see an Aveda, even if it's before Yish, you have a halacha, you have to pick it up. You can't really wait. If you wait, it works. Okay, if you wait, it works. But you were over a Lav. You were over a Lav Lesucha Lesalim. You're supposed to pick it up the moment that you see it. I'm a Rava. Haiman Dechazi Dinafel Zuzem Echavre Becholta. So if you see a guy's walking on the beach, and he drops some money in the sand, okay, odds of getting that back are very, very low. You come behind him and you find the coins and you pick it up. You don't have to give it back. That's avudah mimenu. My time, huh? No question, he's miyash. Even though you see he comes with a sifter, or in our world, he comes with a metal detector and he's looking for the money. And he's sifting the sand looking for his money. No. You know why he's looking for money? It's not that he's looking for his coin or his ring. He assumes, all right, if I lost a coin or a ring here, I must have someone else did too. So I'll go look for it. And I'll find something. But after that, does he actually think he's going to find his? And therefore, his is considered avudah mimenu mikol adam. In that case, you're 100% allowed to keep it in all circumstances. Says the Mishnah. Matzah b'chanus. If you're into a store, okay, so you find something in a store, Reilu Shaloi, because again, there's people coming in and out. Rashi says, we're talking about Davar She'ein Bo Simen, and it's a place that's very, very busy, obviously, in a public store. Therefore, no one has any chance of assumption of being able to find their lost object, and therefore you can keep it. Bein Atevo Lechen Veni. What if you find it behind what we would call the cash register? So you have the mocher, the person who's selling is behind the counter, and you see something on the ground between the cash register and that person. That's probably not dropped by one of the people in the store. So then it's Shalchan Vini. Then we assume it must be he dropped it. The owner of the store who's working behind the desk, he dropped it, and therefore it's his. Similarly, by a bank, by someone who's changing money. Lifnei Shulchani, if you find something in front of, like we would call in front of the teller, in front of the counter, so then, Harei Shalai, it's a public area. People drop something without a simon, you could keep it. If you find it behind the table, between the banker and their table, then I read a shulchani. Then, of course, we assume it belongs to the shulchan. Next halacha. If you buy a box of fruit, so the friend sends you a present, and you find money in there, and it looks like the money was not sent to you on purpose, right? Someone accidentally put the money into the crate. So, then you could keep it. But if it looks like someone like hid it there or something like that, it was put there on purpose, then we'll see more about that halacha tomorrow. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Afilu munachin al gabi shulchan. That which we said in the halacha, that you can go ahead and keep the money by the shulchani. So we said it depends if it's in front of the table or behind the table. What if it's on the table itself? So it's on the table itself. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Afilu munachin al gabi shulchan. You can keep it. So I'm like, what? Tanan. Lifnei ha-shulchani yavei shulai. Mashma gabi shulchan. The shulchani. Mashma, only if it's in front of the table, you can keep it. If it's on the table itself, that still sounds like it belongs to the banker. That's not true. Ema seifa. Because the second half of the Mishnah says, Bein akiso shulchani shulchani, only if it's behind the table, on his side of the table. Ha gabi shulchan shalai. So it's not clear which way we learn this halacha. Rabbi Elazar is pointing out an interesting discrepancy in the Mishnah. Behind the table belongs to the banker. In front of the table, on the Rishus Rav Musai, belongs to you. What if you find it on the table itself? We can't tell from our Mishnah what the halacha would be if it's on the table itself. So Belazar Haminale. So how does Belazar know this halacha that he's claiming that on the table itself also is considered hefker and you could keep it? So Amar Masnisa Keshasi, he had a diak in the Mishnah. Mishnah said, before the front of the table, behind the table. Why does it say behind the table and between next to his chair? It belongs to the Shulchani. Listening, it should say Al Gabe, the box changes to Al Gabe Shulchan. Should say Al Gabe Shulchan belongs to the Shulchanim. Or Inami Matzah B'Shulchanois. K'diktani Reisha. Just say if you find it in the place of the tables, then it belongs to the Shulchanim. From the fact that it doesn't say that, and the K'diktani Reisha Matzah B'Chanus it's Shaloi. Elashma Mina Afilu Menachem Al Gabe Shulchan Harelu Shaloi. That even though it says in front of the Shulchan, it really means anywhere from the edge, the front end of the Shulchan outwards. All that is considered public area, whereas anything behind the table, that's his diyuk, is going to be considered the shulchanis, and therefore those things you're not going to keep. Further than shulchan shabbat.